And now, words and their stories from VOA Learning English. Spring has come to many places around the world. Here in the Northern Hemisphere, we celebrate the first day of spring on the vernal equinox. In 2022, spring began on March 20th. With new life starting to show in nature, it is easy to see why this season has meant hope and new beginnings to many people throughout history. As a verb, the word spring can mean to come forth with energy. For example, when you spring into action, you start a project or task with a lot of positive energy. Here is another way to use spring as a verb. If you spring news or information on someone, you tell them something without preparation. For example, the other day, a good friend told me she would be moving to a new city by the end of the week. I can't believe she sprung such important news on me. And that brings us to our expression for today's show. Hope springs eternal. Hope springs eternal means that people can always find a reason to hope, even in the bleakest situations. Here, the word bleak means to not have much hope. Eternal means to last or exist forever, without end or beginning. So, there is a dreamy quality to this expression. It is actually considered a proverb, a short, well-known saying containing a wise thought. The wise thought here is that we human beings never stop hoping or believing that things will get better. Even when common sense tells us that something will not happen, we still think it will. For example, a group of friends tried to start a business together. Their first three tries failed. But that did not stop them from trying again. You know what they say, hope springs eternal. Here is another example. Even though a woman lost her job, her car, and her apartment all in 1 month, she still kept a positive attitude. She still had good health and good friends. She asked them for a little help, and then started to rebuild her life. For her, hope springs eternal is more than a proverb. It is her life's motto. People who use or believe in this proverb are optimists. They optimistically believe in a brighter tomorrow. A pessimist, the opposite of an optimist, probably won't use hope springs eternal very often, if at all. Language experts say the proverb hope springs eternal comes from a shortened line from Alexander Pope's 1732 poem titled An Essay on Man. He wrote, "Hope springs eternal in every human breast." And that's all the time we have for this Words and Their Stories. Until next time, I'm Anna Mateo.